This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
It's Dr. Wendy Christine, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. Welcome back, Wendy.
Thank you so much, Brad. It's good to be back.
Good, fantastic. And we get to start by talking about sunshine, which I think is a lovely thing to talk about in this summertime. If only we could find a way to make the wind blow less. But anyway, so when I say vitamin D, I need vitamin D, I'm thinking, do I have to eat a whole lot of fortified margarine? I think the answer to that is no.
Hopefully not.
So let's start with vitamin D. That's our conversation topic around today. I know that we need to take vitamins and minerals through the food that we eat and what we drink, and sometimes we need to supplement, but we don't necessarily need to do that with vitamin D.
Not necessarily. So vitamin D is known as the sunshine vitamin because our bodies make it from the sun. But it's quite a complex process, like with everything else. You know, if our body can't convert it, or if our skin, if we've got too many layers of clothes or too much sunscreen, then our body's not able to do that job. So we need to make sure that we are setting our bodies up to be able to absorb as much vitamin D as possible and to be feeding it, you know, eating it in our diets as well.
So you say it's quite complicated. How exactly does it work?
So when your skin is exposed to sunlight, it makes vitamin D from the cholesterol, and the sun's UV lights make contact with that cholesterol in our skin cells, and then that gives energy for the vitamin D synthesis to occur.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. So now I can understand why you're saying if we're too covered up, but that's an interesting one because we know we need to get out into the sun, but then we're also scared about sunburn. So does it matter when in the day we're getting the vitamin D through the skin? Does it have to be the hot, burny sun in the middle of the day? How does that work?
No, it absolutely doesn't. You can be in the sun in the less peak times, so you don't have to be in the sun in the middle of the day when it's at its hottest. Even early in the morning, before it starts getting hot, we can have exposure. So perhaps that's a good idea or a good way to do it is that before you apply your sunscreen, you spend some time unprotected in the sun, but obviously not in the hottest part of the day.
Yeah, I think that's maybe some direction that we need there. I've heard that wearing sunglasses as well can, you need to help me if I'm wrong here, can also play a role in, would that be a role or is it just the skin?
It is the skin and the eyes. So if we are wearing sunglasses, we are also blocking the absorption of vitamin D through the eyes.
Oh, when I heard that, I thought, how does that work? How do the vitamin D's the skin, not the eyes? Well, thanks for clearing that up for us. So let's first start with why we need vitamin D before we get too excited about getting out there and getting some sun on our bodies. Why do we need vitamin D?
So it's very important to promote the health of our bones and teeth. If we don't have enough vitamin D, those are some of the biggest areas that suffer. So we are more likely to develop things like osteoporosis, brittle bones and things like that. It helps to increase the absorption of calcium, which is important because calcium is important for bone density. So along with magnesium and vitamin K, it helps to make sure that that calcium is driven into the bones.
That's incredible. Can you share some more of the roles that vitamin D play? Because I'm sure it's way more than just that.
Yes. It's also very important for our brain function, our immune systems, and for our nervous systems. It helps to regulate insulin. So it's very supportive in the management of diabetes. It helps for our lung function and cardiovascular health. So our hearts and our veins and our arteries and all of those are needing vitamin D. And it's very important in the expression of some of our genes. So as I said earlier, you know, you need to be able to convert the sun, the vitamin D from the sun through the cholesterol in the skin. But some people have a genetic they have what you call a SNP missing, or
Oh.
they are not able to convert that vitamin D as effectively. So that means even if you're spending time in the sun, and we see that such a lot because I work with nutrigenomics, we see that so much is that we live in a sunny country, people are outdoors all the time, but yet there's still a vitamin D deficiency. So it's that conversion process can sometimes be blocked because we don't have the enzymes and the genetic components to be able to convert that vitamin D effectively.
This is fascinating. So we could be struggling with any number of issues, and I'd love for you to tell us what the effects are of insufficient levels of vitamin D, but we could be doing our darndest to make it a reality, and we still might not be sitting at good enough levels. So what are some of the symptoms we're looking out for that are an indicator that we have vitamin D deficiency?
So if we look at severe deficiencies, and this is where, it's actually going to compromise growth and development. In children, it can cause rickets, but in adults, it causes our bones to soften and it can cause a reduction in the bone density. Those are obviously really severe deficiencies, and we are seeing some severe deficiencies with some of the clients that we are seeing. But other symptoms could be regular infections. So your immune system is low, you keep getting sick all the time, and everything that seems to go past you, you seem to catch. Fatigue is another one. Bone and back pain, mood can be affected. Vitamin D is very important for mood, and especially in winter, because we don't see as much sun and we are covered up, we can get a seasonal affective disorder. So you can feel more depressed in winter than you do in the summer months. It can slow down wound healing. We could have hair loss, and it can contribute to muscle pain as well.
Well, I mean, having an inability to convert properly, like we mentioned, that genetic deficiency, the amount of time that we are spending indoors these days, we're working, we're sitting at desks, we're hardly getting out. And I think that's true for many people. And then we seldom see outside. By the time we get out of our cars and we're home, it's already getting darker and we go straight back indoors. I think we're doing ourselves a massive injustice by being these kind of indoor people these days instead of actually really getting out and about.
Absolutely. And artificial light is also a factor. That also affects our, our vitamin D production. It affects our melatonin absorption. So being out in the sun is important. Spending some time making should be part of, somebody said to me once, and we definitely don't want to take up smoking, but smokers go outside. And what do? They take deep breaths. Whether they're breathing good or bad things into their lungs is questionable. But they're going outside, they're socializing, they are taking deep breaths. And so we should actually develop a couple of habits like that, not taking up smoking, but maybe going, sitting and having your cup of tea outside, taking a few deep breaths, having some sunlight exposure, and then going back in. So it's taking a break from your desk and taking a break from being in the artificial light, and really getting some exposure to the good natural light that, we need so badly for our general well-being.
Yeah, and then come holiday time, we're all just flocking outside, and then we've got, we're all just suddenly sitting outside in the sun, and then we're kind of overdoing it as well. And I suppose that's the other side that we can touch on again as well in the weeks to come, is then that excessive exposure, and then the sunburn, and then we're setting ourselves up for trouble. We're almost not even easing ourselves into it at all.
And the dehydration, and you forget that there are certain parts of your body that are exposed every day. So if you wear, say, for example, a short sleeve shirt or skirts or short pants and socks, then the areas that are covered by your socks and your shirt, if you take that off, that area is much more sensitive, and so you do run the risk of burning those areas more quickly. So yeah, it is about limiting time in the sun, being wise in the sun.
So we could, if we went outside in the safer part of the day, and we went out with a short sleeve t-shirt and a pair of shorts, or for the ladies, a skirt, something like that, you would be giving yourself ample exposure through arms and legs. I mean, would that be sufficient?
You do want a little bit more body exposure. So, for men, you would want to take the top off. Perhaps wearing a bathing costume or something like that would be ideal. So the largest area, circumference or skin surface of skin is on your chest, on your torso, and on your back. So that would be where you would want to try and get exposure as well.
I'm with you. So we've got to be intentional about this, and something that we could do. There's holiday time coming, so we can make an effort, but every day, just do something, just a little bit. So just before we go, how much time would be enough every day just to run that by us, since we can be proactive about that?
I would say about 20 minutes, if possible. 10 to 20 minutes is a good time. And that's also, you're not going to run the risk of getting sunburnt in that amount of time. And so, yeah, about 20 minutes a day would be ideal.
Let's go and work on those vitamin D levels. We'll talk more about testing and how we can increase those vitamin D levels through good nutrition. We'll chat around that next week with Dr. Wendy Kristen, health coach and wellness practitioner at Integrated Health Solution. A Thursday isn't complete without hearing her voice, so we're glad that you're back. Have yourself a wonderful day and massive thanks for today, Wendy.
Thanks so much, Brad. Have a great Thursday too.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.